As the federal government continues to reject claims that recent bushfires are linked with climate change, a report by climate scientists has stirred the debate further by saying that the two are linked. The Climate Council, which was called the Climate Commission before it was defunded by the coalition government recently, says climate change is increasing the probability of extreme fire weather days and is lengthening the fire season. Well, questioned about it this morning, the Federal Environment Minister, Greg Hunt, says there is no debate about the science, and he says it's unfortunate that some people have used the New South Wales bushfires to make a political point. Simon Lauder reports.
The political debate over a link between bushfires and climate change began last week, when Federal Greens MP Adam Bandt wrote about it. He was criticised by the Environment Minister Greg Hunt for politicising an emergency. It's a point Mr Hunt repeated this morning.
The debate this week has been an attempt by some to misuse tragedy and suffering and hardship. And nobody should do that.
Mr Bandt is sticking with his criticism of the government for refusing to acknowledge any link between the Blue Mountains bushfires and climate change.
It seems that the climate science deniers are now running the show. And with people like Greg Hunt and Tony Abbott at the helm, the country's not being led, we're being misled.
A group of climate scientists has now stepped into the debate, including Professor Will Steffen from the Australian National University.
Look, I think it's important in all these issues on climate change to get the scientific facts out there. And when there's a lot of misinformation flying around, the scientific facts need to be put on the table clearly and simply so that people can understand what's happening.
Professor Steffen was a part of the Climate Commission, which was set up by the former Labor government to spread scientific information about climate change. It was dismantled by the coalition, but its members sought public donations to continue their work and now call themselves the Climate Council. Today, the council is bringing forward some of the interim findings from a new bushfires and climate change report. Professor Steffen says there is a straightforward link between bushfires and climate change.
Hotter, drier weather increases the risk of fires. It's pretty obvious we don't have many fires during the wintertime. We have a lot more fires during the summertime when the climate is hotter. And of course, the link then to climate change is we now have a hotter climate in general than we had 50 years ago. There's more heat in the atmosphere because of the additional greenhouse gases that humans have put into the atmosphere. So that sort of link is really straightforward to make.
Are you saying that climate change has caused the recent bushfires in New South Wales?
No, that's the wrong framing. And that's why I said right at the beginning, the framing we use is influence. And this is a general principle for extreme events in general, not just bushfires, for heat waves, heavy rainfall and floods and so on. Extreme weather has been a part of climate naturally. It's just part of a chaotic climate system. The question is, as you change the fundamental features of the climate system, how do you influence the nature of those extreme events? That's the proper scientific framing. We never use the word cause in that regard. That's never been a question that scientists have asked.
In your interim report today, you say that to deny the influence of climate change on extreme fire weather places people and property at unnecessarily high risk. Are you accusing the federal government of doing that?
Well, what I'm saying is what I said before. This information is important. If risk profiles are changing, in fact, if they're increasing, this is important understanding. Now, fortunately, the fire management authorities across Australia, I think, have been very good in taking up this information really quickly and factoring into how they deal with these risks and how they deal with the fires when they break out. That's the sort of information that we're talking about, is that to deny it and say that nothing is happening and we don't need to change anything actually would increase risk for people and property. Fortunately, fire authorities do understand the science and are taking, appropriate action to deal with these increased risks.
The Environment Minister Greg Hunt says he and the Prime Minister accept the science on the broad link between bushfire risk and climate change.
This is not a debate about science. It is a debate about the carbon tax. In terms of New South Wales, nobody should try to misuse that suffering. I think that is respectfully inappropriate and wrong. And then as the broader Australian landscape shows, this has been the lived condition. The CSIRO's October 2012 report actually talks about bushfires being the Australian ecological and environmental experience for millions of years.
That's the Environment Minister, Greg Hunt, ending Simon Lauder's report.